It's the time of the year where, like, my favorite theme in sports, or at least one of them, gets played here starting today again. We haven't had a chance to play in a while, but the Champions League resumes today. So what better time than to bring
in... I don't know if I quite heard it ever like that.
Quite as off-key like that? Yeah, exactly. That's right, yes.
My ears are bleeding.
John Molinaro,
he hung up.
Sportsnet.ca, has completely dropped off the phone after that. How are you, John?
I thought that was a lovely rendition.
Thank you. You know what? I need a new co-host here.
There you go.
Somebody who's
appreciates you. Somebody that appreciates you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, John. Let's dive into Champions League because we're into the round of 16 here now. Just to kind of throw two matchups today, and then two more tomorrow. You got Basel and Man City, Juve, Tottenham, and then tomorrow Porto and Liverpool. The one I think I'm probably most intrigued to see of all the matchups are probably Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain. That's coming up tomorrow on Valentine's Day. How romantic! But when you look at all these matchups, is there anything that you see any possible upsets here?
I don't know. I mean, I think, except for the Man City Basel one, I think they're all kind of evenly matched. PSG and Real Madrid, although Real Madrid struggling in La Liga this season, I really think that could go either way. I think Juventus and Tottenham could go really other way. Harry Kane has been in, you know, blistering form for Spurs. He's probably the best striker in the world right now. But, you know, Juventus has arguably the best defense in the world. They've only conceded one goal in their last, I think, 16 games overall. And Liverpool and Porto, I think there's going to be goals in that as well. They both, showed off their offensive prowess in the group stage. I think Liverpool had something like 23 goals and Porto wasn't that far behind. So, I don't know. I'll accept, as I said, the Basel-Man City one. I think they're real pick-ems. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if either team wins.
Does this in the end come down to a man against a man? is it Manchester City and Manchester United? Are those the two top teams that everyone should be watching?
Well, I think definitely Man City. I mean, I think they've been absolutely brilliant in the Premier League. Just running away with it. And I think but European success has long eluded them. And I think this is what they've always really wanted, right? So they're certainly a team to watch. I would think PSG as well. I mean, they brought in Neymar for a world record fee last summer. And you don't do that simply just to win, the French Ligue 1. They want to have European success. So, and they, cruised through the group stage, in a group that included Bayern Munich, who were, not exactly an easy touch. So for me, I would think those are the two teams to really watch. But I don't think you can overlook teams like Barcelona and Real Madrid, too. I know, again, Real Madrid's struggling a bit, but they are the two-time defending champions. And Barcelona, with Messi and Luis Suarez, have just been absolutely sensational. So there's, I would suggest, a pocket of four teams there that you would really have to watch. And Man City certainly among them.
Sportsnet.ca's John Molinaro talking soccer with us here this morning. What's wrong with Man U right now? Everybody has at least one friend that's a Manchester United fan, and right now it feels like Pogba's getting blamed for everything. But this team, they got spanked by Newcastle over the weekend. What's wrong with United?
It's a very good question. I don't know, James, to be perfectly honest. I mean, it's clear that they're not getting the most out of Paul Pogba. When he was at Juventus, he was... I would argue the best midfielder in the world, and I don't know if it's so much as they're playing him out of position at Man United or just the talent around him. He's not up to the world-class level that he once was when he was playing in Italy. But I think their problems go beyond that. I mean, just Mourinho doesn't seem to know what his best 11 is. Seems very conservative in his tactics at times. I mean, I think he has the players to really let his team let loose and try to go at teams. But he just seems to want to be very cautious, and I'm not sure that's the right approach. So, it's any number of those things that I mentioned.
Moving on a bit to the Vancouver Whitecaps, how do you think of the Caps doing this season? They made a tremendous amount of changes over the season, and Kai Kamara has recently come out and said that they're going to be the most dangerous team in soccer with their set pieces alone. Do you think the Whitecaps have done enough in the offseason to really put them in a chance to challenge against some of the greats that we saw last season, Seattle and others? and Toronto.
I think so. I mean, I like a lot of the moves they made. I think, you know, they were long missing that sort of proven goal scorer who could bag 15 to 20 goals. And Kai Kamara is certainly a player who can do that. You know, they've strengthened at the back with guys like Danielle Henry and, you know, adding to a defensive line that already has Kendall Waston and Jake Nowinski. Mm-hmm. And then they've added, you know, some midfield players too. So I think there's greater balance to the Whitecaps squad this year. You know, it's a tough league to do really well in. And, you know, Kamara's, I appreciate the, you know, the gusto with which Kamara sort of said that, but it's a bold statement when you can,
sure.
you know, teams like, you know, Seattle and Toronto did quite well last year. Will they be up to that level? I'm a little skeptical they'll reach those heights, but I think they're certainly going to compete for, you know, a top three or top two spot in the Western Conference and hopefully go on a lengthy playoff run.
Coltrane, appreciate you dropping by as always, and let's do it again real soon, all right?
No problem. And don't take any crap about your singing, Seaball.
You know what? We will. You know what? Maybe we'll do like a comparison as to how the real version sounds and my version. I feel like I got a shot here, buddy. Thanks, John.
No problem.
All right. That is John Molinaro from Sportsnet.ca talking all things footy.
Sportsnet 650.